So, good morning. It's great to see you all, and it is really a pleasure to be here with the whole North Atlantic Council. 29 allies welcomed and hosted by our soon 30th member, North Macedonia. Skopje and Athens showed historic determination and conviction in putting aside decades of dispute and solving the name issue. It shows that change is possible, that courage pays off. Thanks to the hard work of individuals, including many of you here in the room today. You are now building a better future for your country, contributing to regional and transatlantic security and ensuring North Macedonia's sovereignty and prosperity and its place among the international community. Today, we will discuss North Macedonia's integration into the alliance. So, Prime Minister Saev, dear Soran, it's really a great honor to be together with you again. And I remember first time we met here in Skopje, then it was still uncertain whether you were able to reach an agreement with Greece on the name issue. Then you showed courage and political leadership, and you were able to agree on the name issue, and that paved the way for NATO membership. Therefore, it's really great to see you again. Many thanks for your warm hospitality. Thank you for hosting the North Atlantic Council, and then I hand the floor to you.
Thank you, sir, dear friend. Počitovan generalen sekretar.
Počitovan esteemed Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Stoltenberg, Your Excellencies, esteemed ambassadors, members of the North Atlantic Council, esteemed members of the government of the Republic of North Macedonia who are present here, esteemed representatives of the media, esteemed citizens of North Macedonia. On behalf of the government and all the citizens of our country, I would like to wish a warm welcome to the members of the North Atlantic Council and to the Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Stoltenberg. The holding of this meeting is a special honor and privilege for us. Your presence today in Skopje is the strongest political affirmation of our almost certain full-fledged membership in NATO. The Republic of North Macedonia will be the 30th NATO member country. This means effectuation of the efforts and the strivings of all generations and of politicians from different parties and of all the citizens of our country ever since our independence. This is a result of the tireless work of our institutions, of the professionals in the field of security and defense, as well as of all other institutions in the country. However, this is no less a result achieved thanks to the important contribution by the NGOs, the media, the business community, as well as by every single individual who hoped, believed, and thought that our country would one day take its deserved place in the Euro-Atlantic family of nations. The membership in NATO is our sovereign and strategic decision, verified with the resolution of the Parliament that was unanimously adopted in 1993. Today, we are entering the final stage of our NATO integration, and this is a big achievement for all the citizens of the Republic of North Macedonia. Esteemed, there has always been a broad inter-ethnic consensus for our NATO membership that went above the political parties. That was one of our strongest guiding ideas, even when we were at our most difficult times. It presented a motivation to face with the grave security crisis in 2001 and with the grave political crisis 2 years ago only, and to overcome all the crises in a peaceful, democratic manner by dialogue. We managed to renew our democracy, we freed our captured country, and we returned democratic principles which are the foundation of NATO, such as the rule of law, professional and independent institutions, and free media. We closed all open questions with our neighbors. We achieved historical agreements in order to overcome the misunderstandings from the past, first of all with our closest neighbors, Bulgaria, as well as the close neighbors, Greece, which very soon we will be close allies here in NATO with. We contributed in changing the political dynamics in the region. We work to create new Balkan of the 21st century, a region that will be a synonym of peace, development and economic prosperity, a region where the good neighbor relations and the close regional cooperation shall be the basic standard for daily functioning. We shall work closely with our neighbors in future as well, within NATO as allies, or in maintaining and improving their cooperation with NATO. We believe and support the policy of open doors of the alliance. We believe that with our work, we significantly contribute to effectuating the strategic goals of NATO, as well as in maintaining the peace and consolidation of the security and the stability in our part of the world. The membership in NATO for us means peace and stability, and it is the firmest guarantee for our security. We believe that this will bring better life for our citizens, both on political and in economic field. At the same time, the results are already visible in our country, and I would like to inform you, the representatives of the NATO member countries, that after we received the invitation for NATO membership, our GDP has grown up to 5.5%. It was minus 1.8 with a very grave economic and political recession, but now we finish with 3.7%. This first quarter, which ended, we expect to be 4%. The foreign investments in our country have a record, and they are now three times more than in the past years, or double more than last year regarding the foreign investments in the past, with 340 million euros. We decreased 7.8% of the unemployment, 6.1% increase of the salaries. So NATO, besides bringing stability and peace, it also brings economic progress of our countries. I would like to assure you that we are also aware of the obligations and we are ready to share the burden of the NATO membership. We understand and we abide the three aspects of NATO: cash, capability, and contribution. The government is firmly resolved to increase the budget for the defense by at least 0.2% from the GDP every year, with the aim to achieve the 2% of the GDP by 2024, the latest. The means will be spent for modernization of the army, as well as for increasing our individual capabilities in accordance with our plans and with the strategic priorities of NATO. The army that has been participating in the NATO mission since 2002 will continue and increase its participation in the missions in future. At the same time, we will continue our contribution in the NATO funds that help to maintain the peace and the development of the democracy, such as in Iraq or Afghanistan. You can count on our loyal support in the global coalition for fighting against ISIS and or Daesh. Esteemed, I want to assure you that our national structure for NATO integration is working tirelessly in achieving the necessary results in accordance with the program for continuing the reforms. We stand ready to take our deserved positions as a full-fledged NATO member. The ministries who are members of the NATO Integrations Committee will inform you in more details, Mr. Secretary General, about the results of the reforms in their fields. Thank you very much. And once again, this is a great honor to have you today here and give an exceptional importance to this small country but serious partner to all NATO member countries.
Saev, it's really a great pleasure to listen to you. And as you said, the NATO membership is really important for North Macedonia, but it is also important for the region, and it is also important for the whole alliance that we now are moving towards having 30 members of our alliance. And we can already see the benefits for North Macedonia of the membership, because as you said, investments are increasing. Investments in North Macedonia have increased threefold over the last year, and this shows that security provides the foundation for prosperity, also for your country. So once again, it's great to be together with you here with all the 29 allies today. This concludes the public part of the meeting, and I thank the media for joining us at the opening of the meeting, and we will continue in just a moment with our discussions.